Okay, so we are on Lamed Vav on the Vav, and we are going to start from the second to last narrow line, where it's just after the parentheses, and the first word is Pilpalei. And we got it? And then you're on the ball. Okay, I'm going to use some of the space. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Pilpalei. Now, pilpalei is pepper, but we're not referring to the regular red peppers and the yellow peppers that we eat. We're referring to peppercorn. Okay, the Gemara is referring to peppercorn. So pilpalei, which is peppercorn. So Sheshes says, what is the bracha on pilpalei, on the peppercorn? Now, peppercorn is normally not eaten directly. Peppercorn usually is a spice. You grind it.
And if you take it on this
night. You grind it. Yeah, well, if you take it by mistake. So here's the story. So pilpalei, what if you ate the peppercorns by themselves? So Sheshes Amar Shahakol. He says you make a bracha of shahakol on them. Remember, they grow on the tree. So if it was the normal thing, you'd make a ha'et. He says, since it's not so normal, you make a shahakol. Rava says even less than that. Rava says veloklum. You don't even make any bracha on peppercorn because it is not food. Not a normal thing to eat, and it's not really human consumption, so therefore you don't make any bracha whatsoever. In fact, how do we know what Rava, that opinion of Rava, that you would make no bracha, nothing at all, not even a shahakol on the peppercorn, is expressed in another area of halacha. The other Rava, the Gemara says, Latame, Rava follows his logic, his opinion, in the context of another halacha. Now, normally, it is forbidden to eat on Yom Kippur. The punishment for eating on Yom Kippur is karis. Now, if a person, Rava says, ate kas pilpalei b'yom de kippure, if a person ate peppercorn straight on Yom Kippur, pasur, he's not punished with karis. Because did he eat? No. If a person takes, now it's funny you say that, because it's interesting that the guidelines, the measure by which we view the prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur is actually the inisim es nafsho seichem. It says b'chol nefesh asher lo seuna. Any person who does not afflict themselves Yom Kippur, the nichrasa gets karis. That's the pasuk. Any person should not afflict themselves. So here, you eating the peppercorn, does that undo the affliction of Yom Kippur? Not at all. So therefore, eating peppercorns does not at all undo your afflicted nefesh, your eating on Yom Kippur, and therefore you're not going to be chayav in karis for eating peppercorns in Kippur. We are, by the way, the top, the middle line on Lama Vav and Vav. Okay, good. So also, kas zangvila, if a person eats ginger, okay, if he eats ginger, biyomet kipure, also is pater, same idea. So that's why Rava, who says you make no bracha on the peppercorns, also would say that you are not chayav karis if you eat it on Yom Kippur. Mase, the Gemara asks the following kashmir b'raisa, hey, Rav Meir says, mimashma shenemar ve'arlasim orlasos tirio. Since the pasuk says, the Arlasim Arlasim Tirio, the whole pasuk. Now you need to know the entire pasuk. This is like we need our balik over here. So the whole pasuk actually is the important key. It says V'chi Savo El Aretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, U'netatem Kol Eitzim Achal, and you're going to plant all trees that are fruit bearing, Eitzim Achal, trees that give food. The Arlasim Arlasim Tirio, and the fruit of that tree should be prohibited. Now the problem is there's a double language here. You're going to plant a tree which gives food, and the food is going to be prohibited. It's a double. You don't have to tell me you planted a tree, and that the fruit of that tree is prohibited. I already know. It's excessive to tell me that it's a fruit tree. If you're going to tell me that its fruit is prohibited, obviously it's a fruit tree. What other kind of tree is it? If the fruit of the tree is going to be usher, the Gemara says there are lusim or lusus period. It says that the fruit of that tree is going to be prohibited. Eini yodea, obviously I know, she'et machalu, I know that it's a tree which bears fruit, if you tell me the fruit is prohibited. So elamata malomar, therefore, why does it say eit machal? Why does it say that this is a tree which gives food? What's the purpose of adding that detail in the pasuk? That's the eit machal, a tree that is giving food, of to eat. So the Gemara says, you know, it's a drasha. Lahavi eat, it's to include a taste in orla, to include a type of tree in the prohibition of orla, which is shetam etzo upiri shaveh, where the taste of the bark, the taste of the tree, parallels the taste of its fruit. And what is an example of that? So ezuzah hapilpulin, that is a peppercorn tree. A pepper tree, a peppercorn tree, the tree has a similar flavor to the fruit of its tree, of the peppercorn.
But wasn't that the original idea in Gan Eden?
That was the original idea in Gan Eden, exactly, that's correct. That originally was supposed to be Hashem asked it, v'toti arz desh eitzim azirzah, v'eitz pri osapri. But in the end, it was v'toti arz, and it was eitz osapri.
Right.
So originally, but the idea is that this is one of those trees, like the esrog, they also say. Now, it was obvious to the Gemara that for sure an esrog was going to be chayav in orla. But it was not obvious that peppercorns, which you might not have thought would be a fruit, that would be chayav in orla, so comes the pasuk to include even peppercorns, that even a peppercorn tree is going to be chayav in orla because it is an eitz ma'achal. It is an eitz which itself is like a ma'achal because it tastes like its fruit, which is why the Torah says that it too is chayav in orla. Okay, that's why it has that in the pasuk, that language. Okay, so peppercorns is a fruit. It would be usur in term. It would be usur for the first 3 years. It would be chayav mishum orla. Okay, and also the pasuk tells you lam dechashen eretz yisrael chaser klum, because it also tells you the eretz yisrael has all the different things you would want, anything you'd want. Shenamar says in the pasuk eretz asher lo maskinus tocha balechem. You're not gonna be with eating. You're struggling to eat bread with it. The lotesar chaba, and nothing is be lacking in eretz yisrael. So now what we see from this brisa is that peppercorns are fruit. We had said that if you eat peppercorns, you make no bracha or you make a shahakal. Clearly, you're not making ha'eitz. So how can it be that one brisa says that peppercorns are chayav? That peppercorns are a fruit, and one says no bracha or maybe a shahakal. The Gemara says, Lokasha ha biritivta ha biyavesh. You know what matters? It matters whether or not if you pluck the peppercorns right off the tree, they're still moist. And they have a fruity, it has a type of, you have the ability to eat them. They would not be saying that would be the way, if you dry them out, the way we're used to seeing peppercorns inside the canisters, the way they sold it, fresh pepper, no one would eat that. So if you're eating it biritivta when they're still off the tree, fresh, and they are juicy, essentially, then you would make a bracha of ha'etz on them, and they're really a fruit. But habri yaveshta, but when they are dry, the way the peppercorns we are used to seeing them and buying them in the store, that would have no bracha, and that would not be considered to be a fruit chayav in orla. So amr le, rabbanan lemeremar, rabban seremar. Similarly, kasang vila biyom tikkipur yipatzer. If you eat ginger on Yom Kippur, you're patzer. Meaning, not food, not ma'achal. But ha'amar Rava says, "Hi hamlasa, the asya mi bei hindai." There was this hamlasa is a type of dish or dip that was made from ginger and honey, and it came from this place called Bei Hindai. Some say it's from, I guess it would be from India. Some say it's from Kush. Either way, shraya. It's permissible. Umevarchin alei brei pa'etz, and the point is you would make a ha'etz on it. Obviously, you're not making a ha'etz on the honey. You're making a ha'etz on the ginger. Okay. Velo kasha. But we had said that ginger is you only make a bracha on it. You're not chayav on Yom Kippur. So which is it? So the answer, Gemara gives the same answer. Lo kasha habiratifta habiyaveshta. If you're eating ginger, which is dried out already, which is more of a spice, then you're not going to make any bracha on it. It's not normal to eat it directly. And if you're eating it when it's still moist, then that would be something you make a bracha.
If you're eating it with the honey?
With the honey, it's when it was still moist. That's the type of dish. It was moist, that's why it has a bracha of ha'et. Because the honey is just flavoring the moist ginger. The ginger is the primary ingredient. The peppercorn, if you're eating it, the Gemara's conclusion would be, if you're eating the peppercorns fresh off the tree, you make ha'et. Mm-hmm. If you're eating the peppercorns with the way we normally see them, you can't buy fresh peppercorns in the store, that would be no bracha, actually. Okay. Chavitzke, now let's get to like the main part of the sugya. So Chavitzke Deira. So you have this is some kind of a dish made in the pot, which is including flour, oil, and honey. So those ingredients, chavitz kedera, v'chein dayasa, and also dayasa. Dayasa is a type of grit. So dayasa. So that would be Rav Yehuda Amar shahakol niyadivar. You make a shahakol on those dishes. Rav Kahana Amar borei mine mizonos. You make a mizonos. Now the Gemara clarifies what kind of dayasa we're talking about. Bid dayasa grade. First of all, straight grit, right? What bracha would you make on straight grit? You make kule amalo pligi to borei mine mizonos. Everyone's going to agree. You make a mizonos on grit. That's obvious. Everyone agrees that. The case we're talking about is ki pligi b'dayasa ke'ein chavetz kedera. We're talking about a dayasa where primarily it's got full of honey and oil. That's the main ingredient. And there's also some grits thrown in as well. So there, Rav Yehuda Amar Shahakol, he says the bracha is Shahakol Savar Dov She'ikr. The main ingredient is really the honey. The primary thing you're interested in is eating is a honey which has some grits in it and some oil in it. Therefore, we make a shahakol. Rav Kahana Amar, brain in mizonos. He says the bracha is mizonos. Savar sunid de'ikr. The flour is the primary. Rav Yosef. Yosef explains where this is coming from. Kvasi de Rav Kahana Mistab. Rav Kahana, who says you make a mizonos, makes more sense. It's more logical. The Rav de Shmuel, because Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, they both said, kol sheish mechamesh saminim. They said anything which has in it from the five grains, right? That's the wheat, barley, oats, felt, and rye, those five grains. So, mevarchala brei mizonos, anything which has in it a mixture, but it includes among the ingredients one of those five, you're making mizonos regardless of what your primary intent is with that mixture, regardless of whether that happens to be a minority ingredient or the majority ingredient, as long as it's not there only for binding purposes, just to kind of stick. You might, for example, sometimes people in a hamburger or some other types of dishes will stick a little bit of flour just to kind of give it a little bit of holding the other ingredients together. Or they say, like in the I think it's the Twizzlers, right? The classic Twizzlers. Twizzlers have a little bit of flour in them just to bind everything together. It's not to give any sustenance, and it is not as a primary ingredient or even a secondary ingredient, and therefore that does not have any bracha. But if any dish has in it one of the chamisha saminim, it always, therefore, will have a mizonos, similar to this case of the chavetz kedera and the dayasa, which will also be a mizonos, because its minority ingredient is of one of the five types of grains. Okay, Gufa, let's discuss more in detail this statement of Rav and Shmuel. So Gufa, the Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel, Dami Tavayo, Kol Sheish, Mechamisha Saminim, Mevarchala, Brahmin, Mizonos. Now this statement is translated as, anything which has in it, Sheish Bo, it's a mixture, we're talking about some kind of a dish, and it has within it one of the five grains, make a Mizonos. Now there's a second statement of Rav and Shmuel, and that's just to clarify. The second statement is, Itmar Nami, Rav and Shmuel, Dami Tavayo, Kol shehu, anything which is the actual dish, not a mixture, but anything which is, you're eating the five grains, mivarchala brain in mizonos, which is not, we're not talking about bread, anything which is something cooked of the five grains, primarily, like a porridge, like a grit directly, so that makes a mizonos. Now the Gemara says, wait a second, that's redundant. If anything which is of the five grains, or anything that contains some of the five grains, what's the difference between those two statements? What is each statement coming to add? One says, it is a five-grain dish. And the other statement says, there's a dish which also contains five grains. Both of those will be a mizonos. What is each statement? We're going to discuss each statement. So the Gemara says, v'tzricha, each statement is necessary. Diyashmin and kol shehu, if it would say any dish which is of the five grains, havem yimishom di'ise be'ene. I would have said because it's a dish specifically of a wheat, let's say a farina. The farina or grit is a dish of mizonos specifically. Then it has mizonos. Avok ayedei tarobis, I might have thought that if I take a little bit of flour and I mix it into some other dish, if I take it as a minority ingredient, so I might have thought, lo, I might have thought the bracha is not mizonos. Therefore, kamashmo, and it comes to teach us that in fact it is mizonos. The Gemara says, kol sheyeshbo. Now the second statement, why is that necessary? The Gemara says, the other statement of Rav Shmuel was, anything which is a mixture, it combines some elements of the five grains, kol sheyesh bo. Why is that necessary? What does that teach us? Yashminan, if we had only learned kol sheyesh bo, if I only said that which is a dish of the five grains, like grits, hava amin, I might have thought kol sheyesh bo chamesha saminin in. I might have thought only that which has the five grains specifically, meaning mizonos is literally only made on five grains and that's it, those five types. Ava orez v'dochen, But Orez and Dochem will go as Tosfos, the most, the Rashi and Tosfos and others have a machlokus but how to translate these. The accepted translation is the translation of Tosfos on this page, which is Orez is rice and Dochem is millet. That's the way in which that's the lahalacha we follow. Rashi is the opposite, different combination of things. But Orez, we'll take with the way we paskin, is rice. So I might have thought that only the 5 grains gemazon. If you eat, you make rice, regular rice. I make regular millet, and I make it in a primary dish. I might have thought you might not make a mazon. So lo, mishum da yedei tarobes, because it's in a mixture. By my thought, if it is by themselves, those 5 things on their own, meaning if there's a mixture of a dish that also contains rice, that also contains millet, I might have thought that the mixture of the dish of these things doesn't get mazon. Only a mixture of a dish that has the 5 grains gets the mazon. So to be clear, once again, let's talk about a cholent. If you have a cholent, there's lots of different ingredients, a lot of which is hadama, the potatoes, and the beans. If I put a little bit of barley in my cholent is mazonos. Okay, because that's the prime, that's one of the 5 grains. If I make a rice cholent, let's say a Sephardi on Pesach makes a rice cholent. So in that case, it would not get the mazonos. Okay, it would not get specifically, unless it's a major ingredient, it's a minority ingredient, it would not get mazonos. So I might have thought the only time that the rice doesn't get mazonos is when it's in a mixture, but if rice is by itself, I'm just eating rice, I boiled rice, I might thought it does get mazonos. Therefore, Rav and Shmuel comes to tell me that rice by itself doesn't get mazonos either. In other words, what we're saying now, you have to put your knowledge of halacha on the side. It's not the conclusion of the Gemara. But the Gemara is saying at this stage, the reason why Rav and Shmuel says there are only 5 grains that get the mazonos is to exclude entirely rice and millet, which since they're not 1 to 5 grains, they don't get mazonos. Even if you're eating just rice and millet, just a dish of rice and just a dish of millet, it would not get mazonos. That's what we're understanding at this stage. Okay, so the line is aval ise be'ene, but if the rice and millet are by themselves, name afil or zedochen ami varchla barmizos, I might have thought that you also make a mazonos on rice and millet. Therefore, Kamash Malan, it comes to teach us, Kol Shehu Mechameshes Aminim, Hu Dimevachna Lav, Borei Minei Mezonos. La'afuki, Orez V'dochen, this comes to exclude rice and millet, Ta'afilu Isibene, if you have a primary dish of rice and millet, Lo Mevachin Borei Minei Mezonos, you do not make a mezonos on them. Now, the Gemara says, wait a second, how can you tell me that rice and millet does not get a mezonos? I mean, at this stage, we're saying, Rav and Shmuel are trying to teach us that rice and millet don't get a mezonos. How can that be? The Hatanya, we have a brisa which says, "Hey, view lefana pas orez." Let's say you have bread made from rice flour, upas dochen, or bread made from millet flour. Mevarech alat chilav esof. You make a bracha in the beginning, and a bracha when you finish at the end. Keh maisekadera, like a dish made like grit, like farina, meaning, which sounds like is what we're saying as follows. The gavi ma'isikadera. What bracha do you make on a dish of wheat or of other the 5 grains made in the pot? So it says ketanya betchilim varchala brei mizonos. We know that you make in the beginning of such a dish mizonos. Well, the v'sof mivarchala bracha achas mein shalosh. You make a al hamichya, the bracha which is one bracha which comes from the three, which is the benching. That's the birchas hamazon. So you make one bracha of al hamichya. That's maisa kedera. So it sounds like on rice bread or on millet bread, you're not gonna make a hamotzi, and you're not gonna bench. But the brisa seems to be saying you make a bracha like you would on grits or on any type of wheat farina, which means you would make on rice bread or on millet bread mizonos followed by al hamichya. That's a contradiction to what Rav and Shmuel previously said, which is that you should make just a shahako on them. She should not make a mazonos on them. So this brisa seems to be a contradiction to that conclusion. The Gemara says, you know, saying no. What the brisa means is that it's similar to maisa kedera, but not exactly like maisa kedera. It's kim maisa kedera d'mevarchin alav tchila b'sof. It's like a maisa kedera in that you make a bracha in the beginning, a bracha in the end, which is not benching, which is not going to be a hamotzi. Veloke Maisik Dera, but it's not like Maisik Dera, because the Ilub Maisik Dera b'chilim b'varech b'ri minei mezonos, in the beginning of a dish like farina or like grits, you make a mezonos v'sof brachachas name shalosh, you make a al hamichya. But here, avahacha, iluhacha, in the case of the bread made out of rice flour or millet flour, b'tchila mevarachla shahako nia bivaro, you make a shahako, v'sof mevar borei nefashos rabos v'chesronon, al kol masha bara, on everything that Hashem you created. So, that we have explained away this brisa. We've said that this brisa is actually teaching us that you make a shahako and a borei nefashos. No, we're not. Hold your horse. Let's try and get to the lacha ma'aseh. The Gemara says the orez. I know we only have a few minutes for milcha. The orez lav to ma'aseh gederu is orez not exactly like a dish of grits or like farina, because the hatayim of brisa says elohem a ma'aseh gederu. These are the following things would be a ma'aseh gederu, and you make a mezonos on them. Chilka tigris, which is a split. These are different types of split grains where you split them in half. The key is that you're splitting it, and what happens when you split grain, you cook it, gets stuck together. I mean, it's pieces, which then combine. That's the idea. So you have split pieces of chilka and tigris, different types of levels, one split twice, one split one time. Soles, which is ground to fine flour. Zariz, the arsan, the orez, again, all different. Zariz and arsan, I think, is split four times and five times. You basically take the grain, you split into different, I guess, fineness. Some is split more fine, some is more coarse. Okay, and the orez also rice. All those are ma'aseh gedera, meaning you make a mezonos on all of these things. This would be a direct contradiction to Rav and Shmuel, who have been telling us until now you make a shahakol on rice. Rav says Hamani, who is that? Rav Yochanan Nuri, that's his opinion. The time Rav Yochanan Nuri Omer orez min dagan hu v'chayv l'chaynutz of kares. The adam yotze b'yehdei chavos of Pesach. According to Rav Yochanan Nuri, he counts. There's not five grains. There's six. He holds that orez rice is a full-fledged grain, which you can even make matzah out of and fulfill your obligation on Seder night out of rice matzah. Aval Rabbanan, lo, but the rabbis don't hold like him. The rabbis would hold that you make a shahako on rice. The question is, Rabban, lo, the rabbis don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. How could it be? Bahatanya. It says in the brisa, kosis tachita. If you take a single raw wheat kernel and you eat it directly, hakosis tachita, if you eat wheat kernel directly, what's the bracha on taking wheat and make a bracha on it? Mevarach alev borei pri ha'adama. You make a hadama, not a mezonos on it. Or, for example, you puff wheat. You make a hadama on it, not a mezonos. It's only when you somehow cut it and you cook it to reattach it together in a type of a, where you grind up and you're reattaching it through cooking process. Tachna va'afa b'shlef, you grind it, you bake it, and then you cook it. So let's say you took bread, and then you took the bread and you then cooked the bread. You took pieces of bread and you cooked them together in like a, almost like a challah kugel. Bismansha prusas kayamos, if there are individual pieces which are substantial. Tosa says the pieces are substantial that they will, you'll pick it up and it won't fall apart. Other Rishonim say it's that it's larger than the size of an olive. It's substantial size pieces of bread that still exist after you broke up the bread. Then, mevarchalav hamotzi lechem anaris, uvasof mevarchalav gimel brachos. It's still considered bread. The challah kugel you'd make a hamotzi on and you would bench on it if it's large pieces or if it still holds together after you lift it up. It's not so wet that it falls apart. Im ein haprusas kayamos, but if the pieces are very, very small or they're going to fall apart, they're so wet and they're moist, they've been soaking in the water that they won't hold together, then b'tchil mevarchalav b'raymi mezonos, the challah kugel in that case would be a mezonos, b'tchil mevarchalav bracha achas nein gimel, then you would make one bracha of three, you make a ala michya. Hakosis ha'orez, same halacha now. What if you have a piece of rice? Mevarachla brei pri ha'adama. Same thing, you make a ha'adama. Tach na'afo bishlo, afo pisha prusas kayamos, even though the pieces are still together. Mevarach ala brei me mezonos, you make a mezonos on the rice, on this rice bread that you then cook. Ulevasof mevarachla bracha achas nein shalosh, you make a mezonos on the rice bread that you cook. Mani, who can this be? Elam Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, if it's Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, well, that can't be. The Amar Orez Min Dagan, who he holds Orez is Dagan. And if you take rice bread, which you would wash on, and you make hamotzi on, in his opinion, and you take large pieces and you eat them, I mean, you cook them, and they're large pieces, it would maintain the same status. It would still be a hamotzi. It would still be a benching on afterwards. So rather, who must it be? So by Elolav, who must this opinion reflect? Rabbani, v'tiyusta d'ravish motiyusta, meaning, therefore, we are completely, we have to reject the opinion of Rav and Shmuel, and therefore Rav Shmuel, who says that rice is a shahakol, is rejected. This brisa teaches that rice is absolutely a mizonos. Now we're going to learn in the Gemara that we're not going to get to tonight, we're going to Milcha right now, but we're going to learn the next stage of the Gemara that it's going to amend the last bracha, and rice is going to start out of mizonos, but it's going to end a brain nefashos rabo. So until this, but we've learned until this stage is that rice has some similarities to the five grains, and that they are a mizonos that is made at first, and that is the conclusion of the Gemara. Okay, Shkayach, thank you all for coming.